Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips and a moonlight. Just a touch on the fire.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll see off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm gonna love watching it land on you.
After dark, you know, I think I'm gonna just start calling myself daytime after drunk because that's how I feel right now. I'm gonna rant away tonight. I really am. You know, I just want to say before I let all my guests, there will be ranting, and you better just like call the rant and nothing called the crazy person because I'm mad at my little colleague on General Hospital. I never thought that day would come, but it came today, and I'm upset, I'm pissed, I'm fucking mad. So I'm going to bring on, hey, Kathy.
Hi, Callie.
Yes, I'm a little mad at colleague on General Hospital. I will go into that. Believe me, I never thought the day would fucking come, but it has, people, and I still love you, Colleen, but you fucked it over today. I'm sorry.
I was upset with her, too. You and I love her, but
yeah.
I was
okay.
Upset with her.
Yeah, oh, and Amy's here for a few minutes, you guys. Thank God. Amy,
hi.
You're on.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, yeah. I know you can only stay a few minutes, but,
I'm at a volleyball game. It hasn't started yet, but
speak away, because I want
I have a nice black eye. Thank you very much. stupid person's irresponsibility, and I got hurt. It was only a matter of time. Yeah. So I, I was pretty out of it for a few days.
Oh,
the white light and everything. It was crazy.
Oh, you're feeling better? Are you feeling?
I am still a little headachy and kind of gun shy of picking up things above my head. But other than that, I'm back to my old self, I guess, just tired. Yeah.
Okay, so Amy, I know you have a couple of minutes, but...
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, things are going to get really interesting in the next couple weeks. I think people are going to be shocked, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel Laidlaw is still coming, you guys. I'm not worried.
Baby switch.
Thank you, Kathy. Yep.
I don't think things are as they seem, and I don't think people should just jump to conclusions and say, well, the hell with this, blah, 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 because I really think things are going to turn around. And I know we've been saying that for a while now, but we've had, you know, roadblocks, and we've had different writers, and we've had change in regime and everything. And I really think the reason why she's this storyline is just speedy fast is to get it over with and out of the way.
I was glad that she had the baby so quick, though, because now we can go forward.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, it's done, whatever, you know. It's Franco's baby. It's staying Franco's baby. There's no way they're going back to Jason. And even if Jason doesn't trust her, so, and without trust, they're not going to last. So, and the way McVane has been looking at each other and been with each other, they are the next couple.
I believe that. I cannot wait. I just say bring it on.
I think she's going to push Jason away because he's not going to. I think the baby's going to go missing. And I think
Tia's
going to
have the baby.
Believe her.
I think Tia's going to have the baby. Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think it's Sam's baby that people think is being switched. I think something worse happens to Sam's baby, but I'm just going to keep it to myself. But either or, it doesn't matter. McVane, I'm the way he was with her today, I mean, I can totally see them a couple by next month. I'm serious.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, I think I never want to go through labor because after all the blood I saw today, no. My sister, sister traumatized me last year, and now today, no. Now Kobe's afraid of, and Silo, you are on the air, too.
I know.
So,
probably pimping that whore. I can't believe
you know
that.
What, and,
enough,
yeah,
but
and you know
least,
what?
At least Jason's being forced to go back to Sam and make it. You know, make it work. He's not doing it of his own will, really. And I don't know if it's Steve acting or what, but he's just so not into her anymore.
Well, no.
I don't think he has been, but even more he's just like, whatever, get through the scene, you know. But he just shines with Becky, and I'm just, I can't wait.
Me either. I cannot wait.
Amen.
I cannot wait. Amen.
Yep.
You know, I cannot wait. But like I said, I'm not having kids. So, Mom, if you're listening, today was like the day that this clicked. No, thank you.
Oh, that was so fake. That was fake. Come on.
I know. But Amy,
their
labor
lasted like, what, 5 minutes?
No, yeah, I know. It lasted 5 minutes, two scenes. It, I mean, come on.
But I'm happy.
You can't base it on that, Carly, especially
oh,
with an actress.
Oh, I know, I know.
I mean, she was horrible today, I heard.
No, I mean, she was
awful.
She was horrible. And, you know, I feel sorry for Taya. I think Heather Webber is a wacky, crazy
I mean,
little...
seriously, I heard from someone it was almost like McBain had the baby, you know, because he was more emotional and stressed
yep.
out and stuff like that.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, I don't think we have anything to worry about
moved.
There.
Don't you
yes.
see me? He was
yeah,
pretty
but
moved.
Anybody thinking they're going to make Sam and John brother and sister... that's not going to happen. Unless Sam
no.
changed her name and took over her identity of this Teresa person. You know what I mean? It's just so stupid.
Exactly.
I think it's someone's wish that
yeah.
that their brother and sister, but I think they better stop wishing because if true, then Sam is not who she says she is.
No, it's not.
So. But I think they're going to be a couple. I give it 4 weeks, and they will be a couple. But anyway, we're not here to talk about them. We're here to talk about Jason and Elizabeth. And, yeah.
yeah, I mean, I cannot wait, and it's going to be good, and it's going to be great, and... I'm going to like Candace on too before she probably mooted me, which would be kind of funny in a
aww.
Way. But.
Well, I do have to get going because it looks like the game is going to start any minute now. People are piling in and out. So I want to go
okay,
get
well, if you,
so,
if you get out, if
go,
you get.
You guys have a good night, and I'll
if,
talk to you soon. Okay.
Yeah, and remember
bye.
Calling the birthday show next week, Amy.
I will not forget your birthday.
Thank
okay?
you. Bye,
bye,
Amy.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys. So, everyone on, Candace.
Yep.
I know you have some rants, sweetheart, but I think I... should be able to go on my little ramp before you go
oh,
on
yeah.
the ramp. Because it's after
beer.
All my... It's
I'm
after,
drinking alcohol. I'm drinking alcohol.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, you guys, like I was saying, okay, you guys know my love for Carly. All of you guys know my love for Carly. It will never be, you know, I mean, I won't... I mean, I still love her, but tonight... I am not happy with her, 100%. Not happy. Oh, and by the way, I don't really want people to bash on Carly Time just because I don't want to hear, I don't want to lose my voice. And yeah, we all need some alcohol. Alyssa, bring alcohol. Damn, I need my wine opener. Okay, you know, yes. Carly needs a wine opener because if Carly had a wine opener, she would be. Drunk
you
right
still
now, okay?
One
why
now?
Do you have wine without a wine opener?
Because people give me wine and I and my grandma got rid of my wine. My grandma got rid of the wine opener because she thought it might lead to bad things. And I said, Grandma, okay, me not being able to drink the wine might lead to better things. Do we understand each other? So, yeah, my dad is sending one over by next week or something
oh.
will happen now.
Yeah.
But all I can say is, Carly, Lorelai, you know I love you, but today you kind of fucked it. You kind of let me down. You kind of, I love you, but you fucked up. Tell him to go back to that slut hoe and bitch. Oh, by the way, this is being called after dark, you guys. And I just want to say my hatred for Sam and Carl is real. If anyone doesn't like it, I'm sorry. But I never loved the character. I will never love the character. Everything Sam has done since he got into this town has been wrong, fucked up, screwed up, everything. She's a manipulator, liar, and, you know, I would never like her. So if you don't like me bashing on Sam, this really isn't the show for you because, you know, I hate everything to do with Sam.
Currently.
So I thought, yeah.
I laughed my ass off when we had Carly and Sonny giving advice to Jason about marriage. I mean, I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Jason, if you take this to heart, I'm going to shoot you myself.
I know.
Really.
It was really ridiculous.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, huh?
You know, and, you know, for Kathy and I, it's really, really in a difficult place right now because we love Carly. But what she did today
I love Carly, too. But you know what? I think they're setting it up that if Sam does do something underhanded in all this, which we think she is,
right?
Yeah.
That they're going to be so bent out of shape that, I mean, Sam's going to have to seriously start backpedaling on a PC. So.
And she's going to do something. We know that.
I got to believe something's going to happen.
Alyssa, okay. Alyssa, call in, please. I was yelling, shut the fuck up the whole show. Okay, yeah, I was too, Alyssa, but, you know, Alyssa, remember, you and I might not agree on my love for Carly, and that's fine. But right now, I don't want to hear everyone bashing her, but we will get back to the general hospital topic. But I just want to say that your host has kind of demented people because I knew the baby thing. Kathy knows where this is going. Kathy, of all people, knows where this is going. So, you guys, I was thinking today, I'm like, okay, I usually save the soaps for the weekend. And I haven't watched all of them, believe me. But this whole thing with Stefano DeMille on Days of Our Life has had me spell-banded, has me gasping for you, has me thinking, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like, I watched it. I did not fast forward a scene today. And I don't remember a day like that I've had in years with any soap that just had me on edge of my seat. I did not want to go to the bathroom, but then I remember I TiVo'd it so I could pause it. And when everything was going on, when everything was going on with it, when, you know, Eve walked in the house saying what he said, Abe had me crying. You know, it was like what Abe said, you're taking my wife away from me. You're taking Theo's mom away from him. You know, and he was ready to suit him. And I'm like, go for it, Abe, go for it, go for it, please, just do it. And that wasn't happening, so I'm like, damn, Abe. So, you know, in walked, you know, Bo, you know, Zahn and Bo and Hope and Marlena and Will. And I'm thinking, you know, he didn't have a good buddy. He didn't know, this is what I was actually thinking. He didn't have a good brother. He doesn't have a good maid because all these people getting into his mansion.
They're all walking in.
Yeah, and when Bo came in, when Zahn left and the Bo came in, and, you know, and I'm thinking, you guys, why in the fuck are you testing that gun? Why are you all testing this one gun? You guys got to stop it. This, you know, so I was screaming at the TV.
With no gloves on.
And I was thinking, okay, this is bad. This is bad. This is really bad. End of the show, Marlena said what she said, and I loved it. And the end of the show, you hear opera music, which isn't my cup of tea. Okay, I will say that. You know, maybe they should have Lady Annabelle singing while he got sobbed. That would have been called, you know, prefer, you know, preference that, okay, I will forgive you, they live a life on that. But when, when the gun went off and there was a glove person, I was rewinding that son of a bitch TiVo like 3 times, try and figure this out. And yeah, Colby hasn't figured it out yet. But give Colby the weekend and she might crack the code on this, because this is, I'm loving this. This is one of the best storylines in years on Days of Our Life, because I feel Stefano DeMera is getting what he so rightfully deserves. I mean, and you know, for all those...
But he won't be dead. He won't be dead, Carly.
Kathy? please don't spoil my happy moment, please.
I'm sorry, Carly.
Because I want to just pretend that he's dead for now. Because
all right,
he's done
too. I will too.
Yeah, he's done too much damage not to die. He's done enough damage. What he did to Lexi alone is criminal. And what he did to John, Bo, Hope, Marlena, Rafe, and Carrie, to let them think they were going to die in there, and it hadn't been for the safe little thing, they would have been, you know, mouse mills. Come on, no, it doesn't cut anymore. Stefano DeMera needs to be sought out like Anthony Zaccola was. Okay, so I'm getting back to my Z8 rant. Oh, it's not really a rant. It's more like I'm really demented, because when Johnny blew his grandfather away, I rewound that sucker like 3 or 4 times, because I'm like, oh, this is great. Okay, do I condone violence? Okay, people, I'm a Cosby fan. I love the mob on Z8. You know, use your own conclusion to that. I just think there are just some people on these soaps that need to be taken down, and taken down earlier than later. You know, Stefano should have been dealt with years ago, and, you know, he's getting kind of dealt with and now. And you know, Heather Weber, too, maybe needs to be, you know, shot in the head or, like, you know, taken Weber. Okay, so I will stop the ranty for now. You know, I hope my little Miss Boston Celtics person will be calling in tonight. And I hope Boston is not losing. Does anyone know the score of the Boston Celtics game? Anyone?
I'll tell you in a minute. The last time I looked, they were 67-40. Yay!
Okay,
oh,
good.
Good. She should be able to call in.
It's only the third right now, so there's another... It's only the third.
Yeah, but they're so far ahead.
Yeah, but
yeah,
doesn't matter.
So...
They were far ahead the other night, and they lost. It's unbelievable. It's too nerve wracking to watch. It's a really intense game. I was watching it earlier, and it's just Billy doesn't like it, so I had to turn it off. But
why did Billy not like it?
He doesn't like basketball.
Oh, really? No,
he doesn't like basketball.
Okay.
I don't know. When it's the playoffs, I thought everyone did, but he doesn't like it.
You know, all I got to say is I know there's a certain little person who's on the phone that has a couple of rants. So, Candace, you are allowed to rant. And you ran starts now, and you have 7 minutes.
Hi, Candace.
Of block time.
Hey, everybody.
Hi,
so Candace. So all this talk about General Hospital and Days of Our Lives is making me upset. Why? Because as of 2 o'clock today, SoapNet was taken away from me.
Join the crowd.
Join the fucking hub.
Who do you have,
you know,
Candace?
Comcast.
Oh, they took it away from me. Comcast took it away from me a while ago.
I still have it.
Screw you, Comcast. Screw you, because I got a letter today from the cable place stating, you know, that they were going to take away channels. SoapNet was not on that list. I called there. Apparently, I got to double check this too, Carly, because I want to make sure. But apparently something was sold within Comcast. So I'm ticked off because as a soap viewer, as even a cable, or somebody who paid for SoapNet, I feel that, you know, they should have gave me a heads up. I mean, I knew that SoapNet was going to be gone, but we were told, like, September and October. So, to me, I feel like my cable lied to me, meaning I want some of my money back, one. Two, I want my freaking SoapNet back. I'm really pissed off about this because, I mean, really, I have nothing else to watch on cable. Well, except for Dallas. But I mean, they could at least gave me a heads up.
I lost it in Mantra April with no notice. I lost a show. I mean,
Remember you guys? Remember causing the wind?
Yeah.
About it at the same time, and I got no fucking notice.
And I lost two shows. 2 days I didn't know it.
Now for Candace, maybe Comcast realized that they had canceled it in some areas, and she still was getting it, and that's why they pulled it.
Yeah, I was in it like last night. I was watching.
Yeah.
I was watching. As of this morning at 4 o'clock, I was watching All My Children and One Life to Live. I went to sleep. I didn't go to work today because I had to take care of something. Then at 2 o'clock, I turned it on, and the channel that is SoapNet, it was coming up as HGTV. So I'm like, did they switch around the channels or something? And then I'm like, okay, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, okay, maybe I'm pressing the remote too hard. Maybe the remote's broke. Yeah, I had a total meltdown. Oh my gosh, why? But it's okay. I mean, I have my memories.
Oh my God, Candace, you. Oh my, I have my memories. Well, I mean, that's a little part of my little rant. I forgot because, okay, I know you guys don't live in Seattle, and that's probably the best. But you know, Kathy should move here for, you know, once he's old, I can take care of her. I'm a very intrigued.
It's so nice, Callie.
I know. So what I was going to say was, okay, I know the shooting that we had in Seattle was bad. I get that, people. I do not need people to yell at me and say that I don't have any compassion for the shooting people. I do. I really do. It was sad. It was horrible. 5 people died. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, okay, do you really have to interrupt YNL, B&B, Days of Our Life, and DA? This is my call to test. Okay, I had a one in my bedroom, and same did to the failure for Days of Our Life. I had a same for the HTV part of it for Bored and the Beautiful. Yeah, I was pissed. And then with YNL, I only got 18 minutes of it. So I was really not in a good mood. I'm like thinking, I know people died, and I know it was bad. But Seattle people, come on, can you just put on the crawl? Please, I know it was bad, but come on, we have
Charlie,
like
they cut my shows for weather things that aren't even in our area. So, I mean, it's like, please, it's not even here in this county.
They did it to me 3 times in one show this week for a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you believe this? I can't believe this. 3
it's
times.
Like, wow, a thunderstorm.
A thunderstorm. Really? Not even in my area.
For you on the air, if you want to be on here.
Yeah, in Arizona, they run it at the bottom. They don't interrupt unless it's severe.
Yeah, all they have to do is run it at the bottom. I mean, a thunderstorm,
right.
If we're going to get it, we're going to know it.
Right. guys, I wanted that for 3. If you want to be on the air, you're on the air. But I will put you off the air. Just press 1 if you want to talk. But no, I was mad. I mean, I think, you know, it was, you know, I mean, it was sad. Granted, was sad. But like you said, for weather, I mean, you know, Arizona had that weird, I mean, not weird weather, but that sand storm or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that can be bad. I hear it can be bad. But...
Yes, it
but,
reduces
you know,
his ability to zero almost.
Yeah.
And so when when we get really bad rain, it floods, and people think they can go across the road, and we lose more people to drowning because they try and cross these areas that they should not even attempt when we have flash floods. It's like, idiots.
Wow.
With a capital I.
Yeah. It's like if there's a tornado in your county, do you go outside and wait for it to come and see if it's going to pick you up?
No.
I mean, it's like, geez, people, how many times do they have to do this? And, you know, it's like, geez, people, just wait in your car or turn around and go back, go to McDonald's, have a drink or a bar.
And that's common sense. That's common sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying that they should not be breaking in for it. I'm just saying common
sense.
Yeah,
I agree.
I
agree,
I mean,
Carly. They should
break in for
big deal.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, when you have... You know, NBC, ABC, CBS, all going for the same story at the same time. And but really, you're hearing the same thing. You're not hearing like new information. It's like, okay, time to move on.
Have all these news programs that are 24/7. You can watch it 300 times on those.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, and I know this is about what Carly's about to say, but I was thinking, I'm like, you know what, can this bad stuff happen on the weekend just so the guys have to deal with it with their sports? I know people are that is bad, but
that is a good point.
You know, because according to my grandma, when they interrupted a football game way back with the playoffs for something, the guys were mad. And when O.J. Simpson did his little call says, my brothers were watching the game and they go, they just took it off of O.J. I remember this. I looked at them. I'm like, okay.
It was a baseball game.
No, I thought it was... Okay.
When he did his, when he was driving the white, it was a base. I was watching a baseball game, and they interrupted the baseball game to show him driving on the highway when that white.
Yeah.
It was like all they did was follow him. There was nothing going on.
And you know, and the guide, but the guide was saying to me, "Is this what you have to put up with?" I'm like, "Yes, this is exactly what we
have
to put up with." But you guys just say, oh, it's fine. But when it happens to them, they don't like it. So that's why, I guess my grandma said when JFK got shot and they did not have.
But that was different because we
had
the three
different
networks.
Exactly.
Because they actually taught us that, and I remember this. In our drama class, our teacher brought in the actual footage and said, this is what, you know, happened on this day. And I was like, wait a minute, that's As the World Turns. Like, they interrupted As the World Turns. Like, because for our generation, it was easy to just, you know, do the split screen, like show half of what was going on, what the news showed, but to actually interrupt them, I don't know why I was so focused on the soap instead of like, oh, this is the actual event that really happened on this day, and this changed, you know, America forever. And I'm like, they interrupted the actual event. I was like, I now know what my great-grandma was talking about. I was like, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
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 Now, for
what,
like when the Twin Towers and stuff, I had no problem them blowing out any show.
Yeah, but, I mean, I agree with you, Tyler, but when it came after the, like, third or fourth or fifth day of it, that's when I'm like, okay, can we just get back to something normal? I mean, I'm not saying what they went through was a hell, but I mean, to me, I didn't want to see the plane going in there or bodies or anything after the fourth or fifth day. I thought, okay. But, you know, because they said that way too many times, I thought, I'm like, okay. I mean, it was, I mean, yeah, I mean, my dad, you know, my dad did a sweet thing, I think. He videotaped, I mean, he recorded it all day just so he can show the grandkids, like, this is what happened. And my little niece, like, looked at me and goes, I bet you were not happy on that day. I'm like, why? He goes, you missed your soaps. And I'm like, honey, I go, I'm like, crap. I'm like, honey, there was more important thing than that on that day. And she goes, no, Lisa, not done that to you. And I'm like, well, it was an acid tragedy. And, you know, but I just think we need to let our newsmakers know it's okay to do the bottom of the screen thing to us. If they have to do the side-by-side thing, it's okay. Just give us the sound and, you know, I mean, you know, give us the sound. And, oh, by the way, you guys, it is NASA Donut Day. I just want to let you guys know, just because I feel like after a day like this, after, like, we've seen murders, we've seen babies being born in cabins, I really think donuts is a very appropriate thing. I mean,
I hope
Carrie's
hearing you say this. I hope Carrie is.
Yeah, well, Carrie.
I'm always on her case because her mom's always stopping at Dunkin' Donuts, and I get crazy because I love Dunkin', and we hardly, like, we have one in the whole state.
Really?
Yeah.
We have,
I can't wait to go
corner.
Back to Arizona.
We have one in every
when
corner.
When are you going back, by the way?
We got so many in Maryland. There's so many Dunkin' Donuts in Maryland. I mean, it's just sad. But real quick, happy National Donut Day, everybody. It's National Donut Day.
Yum, yum.
Yes.
You know what? I'm doing right now. Why I tell you guys, my dad loves donuts, and so I'm like, I texted him really quick. I'm like, yeah, and after Donut Day, go buy some donuts, and then, you know, if you have any left, bring them over. No, my dad, okay, but he likes Krispy Kremes, and I'm sorry, okay, is it just me, or does anyone
like
Krispy
Kremes? I don't like them. A lot of people liked them, they said. But
I like
they
them.
They went out of business.
I like them, but they closed. They opened in a city near me, and I tried them, and I did like them, and then they didn't stay open. They closed.
They were way too sweet. I just don't like them.
I
they
did like the ones I had. I liked the ones I had. I thought they were good. Because I don't eat sweets that much, but I did think they were good. But I don't eat donuts hardly ever. So, but I did like them. But they had big lines when they opened. You couldn't get near the place. They had a drive-through. You couldn't get near it. There were cars lined up. And they stayed open for a while and then they closed.
Yeah.
Because they happened here. You know, there's like one 20 minutes away, and my sister-in-law and I and my brother and a couple of his friends, it was like 2:00 in the morning, and the first Krispy Kreme was opening like at 4:00. And he's like, okay, we are going. I'm like, okay, so are we staying up for the whole day after we do this, or are we going back to bed? He's like, we are going back to bed. We had this game, the free stuff. I'm like, okay, so we get there, and you could either go inside to get them, or you could just wait in your nice, you know, comfy call because it was winter time. We opted to, you know, weigh in the call. And we got, my brother and his friends got like 3 dozen donuts because we were bringing some back for my mom and my grandma and all of that. So we did a taste test because some of my family loves Dunkin' Donuts, so we were having a taste test, and Dunkin' Donuts won people that day. Dunkin' Donuts won, you know, so
they were definitely different. If I had a choice, I'd take Dunkin', but they were different. They were really different. Different.
They had
donuts.
A whole lot of good varieties.
Yeah, I like Dunkin'. We have one.
I think they just oversaturated the market everywhere.
With the health center I go to, where I go to my doctors, there's one inside where the health center is. It's right in there. They have one right there, right down the street.
Are you serious?
I had a
That's
breakfast.
That's kind of funny. Billy
got me a breakfast burrito. I never get anything from there. We never go in there. But Billy was going out the other day. I said, I saw it on TV. I said, can you get me one of those breakfast burritos? I think I'd like to try it. And it was delicious. It was really good. Dunkin'
Their
Donuts
bagels
is good.
And stuff are good, too.
Yeah, everything's good there. That's why they're doing such great business. The food is good.
Yep.
The donuts are good. The coffee is good.
Silo, did you weigh overdo it today?
Quite a bit, yeah. I really pushed.
What did you do?
I can't stand, you know, I need to get this stuff done, and I just had it today. It rained, and so the soil was soft, and so I put in the brick border in front of my house and planted like 6 plants, and I have to keep coming in and resting because I was overdoing it so much.
And there's no one you can, like, call and say help? Okay.
No family anywhere near. So it was me. But I was so sick and tired of, I need to get this thing up if I want to get to California. I want to get to California to see Becky's thing, and the only way I can do that is to get moved to Arizona. So I need to get this house up. I painted a door frame. I need to go out and put another coat on that. I need to weed whack my yard. I still need to decide whether I'm tearing down a shed or if I'm going to try and see if there's any way to fix it, and then I think I'm kind of ready to put it up.
You're making me tired. I can't believe you do all this.
Well, I gotta do it. My realtor won't let me, you know, he says, don't, you gotta do this, and this. I moved a bed into my spare room that's my computer room. I'm going to set it up as a bedroom, which it was my hobby computer room. But it's the other bedroom from the master, so now there's a bed in here and there's a bed in my master. I switched out beds. It's just nuts. Now I got to move stuff back into the bedroom closets to clear out and clean up my living room area where I, you know, took everything out of the rooms and all boxed up out in the living room. So now I got to bring them and stick them in the closets.
I couldn't do all that stuff by myself. I couldn't. Physically, I couldn't do that. You're something else, really, Shia.
I tell you what, it just kills me because I've always been very independent. I just do it myself, but now I've got a lot of constraints, and it takes way longer, and I pay the price, so I've pretty much decided Saturday and Sunday is dawn days.
this is all physical work, though, you're doing. That's hard.
Yeah, well, it's hard when you got a lot of crap going on with your joints and bones. And
yeah, I could never do it.
Oh, trust me, it was not fun. That's how come I had to stop like 4 times in between doing this stuff.
I don't want you to do that anymore because that is like a health risk. Trust me, I know. I moved a sofa, a dresser, a bed, and everything, so I know where you're coming from. But yeah, you should at least well 2 days in between. I mean,
yeah,
so you can get your body rested.
Trust.
So.
Yeah,
well,
don't do too much.
Lay here and watch TV and probably sleep most of the day away.
Don't do too much like that. That's not good for you. You could really hurt yourself.
But I gotta do it to sell.
I know, but you don't want to hurt yourself.
Well, no, and I probably won't tell my daughter I did that.
Yeah, don't tell her.
Best friend.
Wait, what are you gonna keep from your doll?
That she's moving stuff.
Oh, well, yeah,
that's fine. She gets really crazy about it, and so does my best friend in Wisconsin. She's like, you can't keep doing this. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Then you'll never move. Then you won't be able to move.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I'm almost ready to put it up, so I'm happy. Little bit more, but none of it is as strenuous as what I have done now. So.
Well, you guys, just so you know, we have the most accident-prone person I've ever met in my life on the air right now.
Ooh, Christy!
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
Yay.
Say,
how are you having
Christy.
Very nice, naughty, Carly, slutty dreams. And I woke up.
Wow.
It's really nice.
Hey, you know what?
I have my own personal sex partner. It was nice. What the? Who was it?
I don't know. Some random guy. It looks really nice, though.
What? Okay, you know what? We are talking after all this tonight, young lady. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to be asking for a conversations.
Wow.
I'm moving to a hotel, so I woke up and I'm like, Dad, we need to move into a hotel so I can hire my own personal masseuse and my own personal boyfriend.
That sounds good.
That's awesome.
And make the guy take his shirt off while he gives you a massage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, remember, you guys, this is not Daytime After Drunk anymore. I changed the name to Daytime After Drunk. Really?
So,
Christy, any good things happening next Friday night, like on my birthday? So, anything you want to say?
I'm trying to plan something for you, Carly. I just don't know if it'll happen yet. I'm planning, though. I'm working on it.
By the way, you need to go get donuts because it's NASA Donut Day.
Go get that. We welcome you. It's go get that day.
Sorry, that's what I think of when I think of it. Yeah, that's next week for me. I just thought about it. I have to start working out again.
Why?
Because of what I told you about October.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I've had so many things in my head today.
I know you did.
Oh.
We're in the white.
So, Candace, if you want to tell people, you can.
Okay. I got some good news, you guys.
Right?
Okay. I'm not cutting it. There you go. That's one.
What?
What?
I said I'm not pregnant.
Wait. Was it like this, like you were going to maybe be pregnant?
No.
Oh.
It was a Friday cliffhanger. See, you were like.
You are a bitch, Ken. No, I'm kidding, people.
Hey, wait a minute, Carly. You know that 443 number that was on? I don't know if she's still on or not.
No.
Okay, that was my cousin.
Okay, well, I would bump them on. I really would.
No. Anyway, I love my family, but, yeah, anyway. So let me get the official press release because I wrote it. All right, who's a Gone Light fan on here besides me, Carly? Gone Light. Okay, I'm just going to say y'all all are because that's why I'm going to read this. So, I'm excited to announce that on October, this is really the press release. I'm excited to announce that on October 7th, 2012, in the world-famous Times Square, New York, at the Bowling Moor Lanes, that's where all the bowling is, there will be a brunch featuring your favorites from Gone Light. More details will become available in the upcoming weeks. Thank you. All right, I'm helping plan this event, which is a brunch event, and so far we got some good people, some good names from Gone Light that have confirmed to go into this event. The press release came out today because, like I said, I wrote it. And so I wanted to let you guys know about it because, you know, you guys are my family. So, and, you know, I'm pretty sure there's Gone Light listeners listening to this show. So, there you go.
Awesome.
Cool. It's not easy planning an event like this, y'all. I just want to let y'all know.
Well, yeah. That's pretty awesome.
But that is awesome. You go, girl. And, yes, I'm going to tie in Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to tie this show with the event. That's more details, right, Carly?
That's more details to come. You know, you guys are family, so you guys were here before anyone else. So don't worry, and... there will probably be a formal AMC star coming on here sometime this summer. Carly's really happy about it.
Awesome.
And I'm happy about what I did to you, Carly, about a certain web show.
Yes, I am very happy with you with that. You're not fired yet. Which is very good.
Thank you. Another week survival.
Oh my god, Candace, we could play that game. Survival a bit. No, okay, I won't, sorry. Elisa is on the phone, I think. Either Elisa or Alba.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations to Candace for her event. I really hope it goes well.
You guys need to come. It's Columbus Day weekend, which is October 7th. Nothing's going on that weekend other than the event that I'm doing and the bowling event, which is going to have stars from All My Children, Will Like to Live, and some more times from Gone Light.
Awesome.
That I don't know who's going to come for that, but what I do know is that it's going to be a great Sunday. Yeah. We tried to get it on a Saturday. We really tried, but, you know,
awesome.
It was more convenient, you know, this way. So, but, yeah, you guys need to come. I need some support because I'm going to freak out.
Okay, Candace, we don't want Candace. You know, you know what would be a really nice birthday present, you guys? I know it might never happen, but... You know, it would be really, really nice if my husband called in and wished me happy birthday next week. Just, I thought I mentioned that because, you know, I would really love my husband calling in, even though I'm seeing my husband brokenhearted this week, and I'm not happy with Maxie. I hate Matt. But hey, if someone wants to marry me to stay out of jail, okay, go for it. Just for the hell of it. I was not happy. I was not happy at all with that because...
And I was the first to tell her.
Yes, you were.
Did anybody see Daytime Confidential and their Summer Love Picks.
Yeah,
I saw that too. And Alisa, because you have a better memory than I do by now, because I have like a lot of things in my head normally. Do you remember the couples? Oh, do you remember?
They had some silly pairings that they, you know, on the wish list.
Yeah.
But the number
four. What's up with that?
Yes. The number four would be Sam and John. And number one is You Know Who, Jason and Liz.
Yahoo!
Okay. But, okay, in the same article, didn't they have, oh, God, help me, Devon and Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they had some really weird stuff on there.
Yeah, I just saw that. And
but as long as they have Lace in number one, I'm okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I don't know what it is, but I get the feeling that even though that's not a spoiler, it's just, you know, a column, but why do I get the feeling that we know something that we don't know? You know, I hope so. I just get that feeling. But I'm not surprised. Everybody has got liaison fever, so.
You know what?
The first thing I thought of
was I hope Frank and Ron read that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But just to tell you guys, you know, my hatred for Sam and Carl is growing every day. I just really think that character, you know, I'm glad the baby did not last for 11 days like some person thought it would. And if my Boston Celtics person was on the line, she would be cracking up right now, Boston Celtics person. I'm not happy with you.
She's very nervous right now.
She's nervous.
I know, but she promised. She promised.
No, this
she
is
promised.
Bad. They're catching up. They're catching up. It's bad.
Shit.
How many more minutes?
It's 91 to 80, but they really are catching. They're catching up. It's Celtics 91, Miami 80, but there's 6 minutes left. But that can change. They'll stop it.
Oh yeah,
it.
A lot can happen.
Let's not talk about it because I can't take it.
I can't take. I can't watch it. I want to turn it off, but you can't turn. They really scored some points. There was 20 something points. Celtics were 20 something points ahead.
I can't deal. Okay. Oh, they had here are the other couples they had on here. They had number 10, Devon, Noah, Young and the Restless. Number 9 would be Christina and Milo, General Hospital.
Oh, okay. That is kind of hard. I don't know why, but I don't know.
Consider that Sonny would pretty much smash his balls. I don't know how hot that would be.
Oh, I know, but okay, fine. Let it be known, you guys, I have a little crush on Milo, too. I mean, it's not as big as my spin.
Oh, my gosh. Miss it. Sorry. Sorry. I'm watching the game. Sorry. Okay, I can't watch anymore. All right.
Number 8. Caroline and Thomas, Bold and the Beautiful.
I like them.
What?
I think it's interesting.
Yes. I love that one.
I don't know, because they haven't been doing anything with Thomas, so what the hell?
Thomas and what's her
Caroline.
Name?
Caroline.
Bold
and the Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
And number 7, Todd and Carly, General Hospital. I don't see anything with that.
Did everybody see Carly or Laura Wright on the chew?
I didn't.
Okay.
And
okay.
Her,
okay.
Okay. What a thing.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Mammy.
I'm not gonna go there.
No, Alba. I mean, at least
I wouldn't
sorry.
Go. I wouldn't go.
No. I just want to say, and everyone in this, on this line or in this album knows how much I love Lil White, right? But me and Lisa on radio, I'm throwing her under the bus if people blame me. Sorry, Christy, but, you know, I had to. I could not watch it. I could not stomach it. As much as I love Lower White, I couldn't do it.
Let me just say, it just shows you that whoever her publicist is, they're really not thinking. You know, they're getting high, like, the whole time they're working for her. Because why the hell would you have her, go on the show. That's pretty much the reason why
But it
was for her business.
It was, but come on, that business is going to put her out of her other business, soaps.
No.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the Twitter feud between Robin and Francis about Dorian? Okay, so Robin was on Twitter, Dorian from One Life to Live.
Yeah.
She went on Twitter and pretty much blasted Laura for being on the Chew. However, there's a twist. She had the wrong Twitter name for Lore. So somebody else was getting all the tweets that Robin was sending, and it was not to Lore Wright.
Oh, my gosh.
There were some other people who, like, on various soap boards, I didn't know Lore was on there until Lore had said it on Twitter. And I kept thinking, wow, okay. I went to the soap message boards and, like, there is a kind of a backlash going on against Laura and her library and stuff like that because she was on there. But Laura, I guess Laura went on Twitter and she, said, hey, if you didn't like it, oh well, or something like that. I don't know. Okay.
But it's kind of like common sense should tell you. These are the shows, this is the reason, this is something that Brian Frost pushed and pimped and plotted to get people to lose their jobs. Did you not remember saying when you were on the show, you guys got to think that, we're actors, we have mortgages, we have families. Duh.
I agree with that. I don't think she should have been on that. I agree with that.
I think it was one of those damned if she does, damned if she didn't. So...
I really agree she shouldn't have been on. I agree with you, Alicia. I don't think she should have been on that show.
I knew it was going to cause an issue, but
I just wish
she would
have thought about that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with her trying to promote her business, but come on, think about it. You on that show?
I know, Alicia, I love Laura.
Yeah.
But even I could not stomach, and you can't sleep long because we talked about I couldn't do it. And she's like, well, you could YouTube it. And I thought about that. And I'm like, no, I cannot watch a show that, did what they did. And, I have missed a lot of really good interviews from, like, those shows, like, some people I do like, but I just thought, wait a moment, I love soaps, I grew up with soaps, and so for, soap actors to go on a show that fucked everyone up with everything.
Yeah, I knew she was going to be on that day, and I said, no, I can't do it. I want to see her. I did want to see her, but I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not watching it.
Oh, and let me continue with the wishful coupling for the summer parents. Oh, number six is Bill Spencer and Brooke Logan.
Okay, that's sick.
Well, I mean, hey, she was screwing her daughter's husband, so she can fuck anybody with that chick. It doesn't really matter, does it? At this point, it really doesn't matter.
I can't stand Brooke. I wish somebody blow Brooke up.
Oh, this is true.
Who's worse? Who's worse, Brooke or Sharon? Let's be honest here.
Oh, boy.
I would say this. I'm giving Brooke a pass with a lot of stuff. But Sharon, I can't, we were having a discussion, the other day at work. we were talking about the greatest sluts in soap opera history. We were talking about Reva and... Wait, can you guys hear me? Because there was a lot of static. Okay. We were talking about Reva and Brooke and Sharon and, you know, Ashley and all those, you know. And me and my boss said about Sharon is that she keeps playing the victim, quote unquote, playing the victim and needs to be rescued from the darkness, which is herself, in my opinion.
Right.
And then my boss was like, well, Brooke, you know, slept with such and such. I said, wait a minute, hold on. I said, here's the thing about Brooke, is that, yeah, she's needy at times, and she doesn't know sometimes what she is doing, but she at least owns up to it, in a way,
you know,
in a way.
I have never, to be very honest with you, I think that the reason why Sharon, as far as, to me it's more of an agenda thing, the reason why they've got her sleep, now she's with Victor. Like, I don't even think that that's a Sharon thing. I think that's a Young and the Restless thing. Now, as for Brooke, Brooke has been a slut since she was, since they even conceived of her character. It was just slut. I mean, I just, when, you know, it's one thing you sleep with your daughter's husband once, and then you sleep with her boyfriend, your daughter's boyfriend along the line. I mean,
right, but remember Taylor? Remember now, I like how the show always say that Taylor's a saint, but if you watched it, like, I was 5 when the show started, so that show's, like, whatever. I remember her being with Eric, Thorne, Rich, Nick. So all the guys that Brooke has been with, Taylor has been with, either first or after. So sometimes it gets me, like, when people say, well, Brooke's a slut, and I'm like, well, what about Taylor? Oh, Taylor's
with Eric.
Right,
well, and look at Erica, and I mean, this is tradition. I just don't like Sharon or Brooke's personalities, their characters beyond that. I mean, I love to hate Erica, but there were times where I loved Erica.
Well, I mean, Erica had her moments where she could be a decent human being.
Right.
You know, I mean, truthfully.
Brooke's
and
just
like
a
waste
of air.
Yes, she is. She is just such.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you.
It's just always an excuse. Well, I accidentally slept with your boyfriend because, please. She's just awful. Okay, let me get back to the list. Number 5.
Oh, you.
And Steffi from Bold and the Beautiful.
Christy? You here?
Yeah.
Everybody
here?
Christy,
I'm here.
Go look on
Twitter.
Chris, go look on Twitter. This, please.
Okay. I'm on
please.
Twitter. Hello.
What happened?
Okay, this, please. Nothing happened. I just need Christy to go look. And a thing I sent her the other day that she forgot to do for me. So, yeah, because she's a very bad co-host. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Layvon.
Okay, so what you guys think about Deacon and Steffi, number 5?
Well, you know what?
Okay,
you know what? I haven't watched it this week because people said Carly, you need to watch the apes today. Carly watched it. Carly obeyed. I haven't got to vote in the beautiful, okay? I obeyed casting, so B&B were the furthest thing from my mind.
You
Stephen
made the right
came,
choice. You made the right choice because B&B is dressing this whole thing out.
Because, you know, just remember, Kathy, I'm not trying to, you know, throw you into the bus, but you were the one that told me to watch CH today, and I listened to you. So if people want to yell at me for not watching YNL or B&B this week, I'm sorry. Stefano was more like an obsession with me this week.
You made the right choice.
Okay.
Okay. Number 4, John McBain and Sam, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Number three, Sharon Newman and Nobody. All right.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, Sharon needs to go to a spa vacation or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, Will. Now, I don't know where the hell that came from, but... That's so bizarre. Okay. And number one is Jason and Liz. Yay!
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 Okay.
I got a really weird off-topic question really quick, people.
Yes.
Okay, when does mosquito bite start? This I need to know. That this, you know, for
mosquito
my...
Mosquito bite start?
Like, see, they know, are they all...
It has to be warm and wet.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking shit. Okay. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to know, just because something, I just got attacked, so, on my leg. So, yeah, but I'm okay, but I was just curious, because, you know, because it did dune heal, but you would not know about the weather. It rained all day. It was stormy. I want my 80-degree weather.
Yes, it's rough. It's going to be completely... They say it's going to be a hot summer, but, you know, hopefully we will all survive. So,
it's cool here in Massachusetts. It's very cool. Cool,
really?
Like 60s.
Right in here in Maryland. Yeah, it's like 60s here, too. Yeah, we got flood watch, tornado watch.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's cool here, too. So, but I know that's not going to last very long, so I won't even talk it up. Jeez.
Oh, and by the way, I am never wild. Well, I love Lifetime movies. Someone on the, someone with their other radio who has their own radio, so in about 15 minutes, I'm crazy for watching them. But I was watching the one with Cameron Matheson and Sydney Penney, and she was a psycho. It was really good, but it scared the crap out of me.
Okay, is anybody a Private Practice fan just off the top?
Me,
yes, okay, yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Kate Walsh, she says she's leaving TV's Private Practice after 6 seasons.
Okay. I was gonna say that too tonight, but my, you know, Stefano obsession made me forget. Thank you, Lisa, for bringing up, because I would have not forgot. You're a very good little person, better than the Boston Celtic girl right now. Yeah.
I'm missing it. Who's leaving?
Kate Walsh.
Really?
I heard it was a rumor from TV Line. I heard that it was still debated, because I know Tim Daly is leaving. Because he found out.
He is?
Yeah, we're bringing
him. Oh, they're
going to
ruin the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, am I the only one who thinks this is the final season anyway?
Oh, yeah, it'll have to be now.
Well, I mean, because they are only... I was somewhere. I was...
Two minutes left of the game.
Yep.
Oh,
they
yeah.
just dropped it. They
Come on. Hey, give me my gold nickel.
Okay, everybody be quiet, because my blood pressure is going up. Stop it.
Okay, calm down.
Shit. I can't take it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that was a dumb move.
Here we go.
Out of bounds.
Oh, stop
it, Candace.
I'm scared.
Miss it.
Come on, Candace,
is
my new
one. Hey, all right.
Carrie is not even on. That is Cassie back there and Candace.
She's in the room. She's just snoozing. No activity.
Wait a minute, Alicia, what state are you in?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois. I swear. If I knew where you all lived, I'd throw a shoe at each and every one of y'all for doing this game. I can't take it.
Commercial.
How do they know when it's the Super Bowl?
How can they put a commercial on now? How can they put a commercial on?
Because it's like a soap opera. You got to keep tuning in to find out if the hero's going to win this battle. And we'll carry you on until Sunday.
I'm pretty sure we got this one.
I'm just rooting for Boston. I love Boston. I really do. I think they got some good guys on their team, really.
They do.
But I know Miami is ticked if this game doesn't go their way.
I can't see in Miami. I don't know if I with Al, Alva's not on yet. I don't like L.A. I hate L.A. I hate the Lakers, and I hate the Miami Heat. I don't know which one I hate worse.
I hate the Lakers, and I hate Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with both of you. I hate L.A., and I hate Miami, and I don't know which one I hate worse.
That's just how I feel. I don't know which one, because I hate them both. But I love the Celtics. Even if I know I live in Boston, but even if I didn't live in Boston, I would still love the Celtics.
No, I'm in Chicago, and my team lost, and I said I'm rooting for either Boston to go all the way or Oklahoma City. So go
Well,
I like the Chicago Bulls, too.
Not Oklahoma City, no. Not on your fucking life.
Excuse me. Okay.
10 points. We have a 10-point lead.
And they're gonna win. Carrie, call your ass in.
No, you guys.
We don't
want to
jinx it.
We
don't want to jinx it.
Right. No one say anything. Do not breathe.
How much longer?
1 minute, 21 seconds.
Oh, okay. They
clock
could miss.
Stopped.
But
clock
they got
stopped.
how many lead?
10 points.
Okay. Well,
but
if
that
they
can change
it now, they deserve it. Because they're way, they got a good mark.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Alisa, whoever yelled at me, the reason why I said about Oklahoma City is because they took the Sonics. And that was our team. And
yes, I understand. Nope. I know, but I'm just saying the reason why I like Oklahoma City is the fact that Kobe Bryant poked Kevin Durant in the eye, and Kevin Durant poked his ass right back in the eye.
I did not know about
player elbow that other player and caused him to have a concussion. That guy was an ass.
That was a Meta World Peace, formerly known as
Ron Artest. I can't stand him.
Oh yeah, I hate him too. I don't know too many people that don't hate him. So go see him on that one.
He changes his name to Mega World Peace. I mean, give me a break.
I heard that today, and I'm like, he changed his name to that?
Yeah, he changed his name.
I'm
weird.
Yeah,
Candace?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not over yet, Billy.
They took another freaking commercial break. Miami just realized that you're going to lose. Stop taking time out. Stop wasting my time.
It could be over.
Yeah, well, you never know about Miami.
Okay, we're back.
That's some sneaky bastards. The only reason why the Heat won game two was because the refs got money on the game and they weren't calling shit.
56 seconds remaining.
All right, let's go. Let's run that time off that clock.
Oh, it's 101-89.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we won.
Are they putting James back in? No, they're keeping him out. Okay.
Oh, you can't say that, though. It's 101-89. Well, 56 seconds left. We won.
Don't see it yet.
It's over.
Boston fans are great too.
Yeah,
so that's
Boston,
good. I'm glad they're in Boston.
It's over. Woo-hoo. All right. Carrie says she can sleep through the night. Me too. It's over.
Oh, wait, wait. So did Boston win?
Yes.
Not yet.
Yeah, Carrie. Now that there's what? 10 minutes left of the show?
91 to 101.
That's okay when Carrie calls in.
I know. Shirley, moment of silence.
I thought it was over.
Oh, God.
Not yet.
Said.
Oh, Carly. I don't know how you deal with these.
Just keep the freaking ball. Just keep it.
Basketball is nerve-wracking. It really is.
It is.
Only if you watch it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, you guys.
We won.
Oh, God.
Okay, we now can continue with the previous conversation already in progress.
Glad that's over.
I'm glad that is over.
It's nerve-wracking. Basketball is so exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. I love it. Love it. But
101 to 91.
It's over.
All right, so Sunday. Come on, Boston. Sunday, you need to tie it up. Guys, need to tie it up with Sunday, Boston. Keep that in mind. Go back, replay the game. Like I'm in the locker room with the replay the game.
I'm glad everyone is for Boston. I'm glad.
You guys are funny.
Carrie's like, just give me fucking liaison right now.
Really?
Okay. I'll put her on that. But me and Carrie both agree, I don't want them to break up over the baby. We want a betrayal. I want this bitch to have stabbed him in the back. Okay? I want a betrayal.
She's going to do that.
And, you know, everybody, all this pimping of, oh, go back to Sam. It's like, he's going to regret that. So,
she's going to do something big. She's going to do something, and she's going to, that's what's going to
you know
do.
What?
That's what's going to
oh
make
my
the
God,
breakup.
Girl. Okay, why did Silo leave us?
What did Silo? They probably got kicked off, just like I got kicked off.
Okay, Carrie? You are in Carly's doghouse.
She can't be in the doghouse, Carly. She's a Boston fan.
Alisa, do not protect Carrie tonight. Carrie knows why she's in the doghouse with me, so let us work it out.
Oh, my God. If it was my fucking funeral and the Boston Celtics were in the championships, where would she be? At the Boston Celtics, okay?
Oh, no, she would not.
Wow.
No, she would not.
She wouldn't
be.
Yeah,
she would.
Okay, hello, you little. Hello, you little.
Yeah, she would be. I know. She'd be crying at the game, but she'd be loving it at every
Okay, she's on the whisper now. Sorry, little bud, it's you.
Pick up.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Carrie, what do you have to say for yourself?
Am I late?
In this okay, no, this better be good, Carrie. This better be really good. This better be really good, Carrie. You know, I mean, Kathy left me last week because she was sick, and that was forgivable because she was sick. But
yeah,
you could. Alisa? Okay. Alisa, do not help Carrie. Do not help Carrie. Do not. Do not. Kathy's on my side. Kathy knows how wrong Carrie is. Right, Kathy? Even if you don't, you're supposed to lie because, you know, you are supposed to be on my side.
I watched most of the game and was on the radio show at the same time.
Oh, Silo accidentally hung them. Okay, Candace, remember? Well, okay, remember what I said about your job? Just remember that.
First of all, I didn't do anything.
Alisa, you will be getting a very good talking to after the show very, very soon, so just remember that. And Kay, well, Kay, I will deal with you much later.
That's awesome.
You guys, I am serious. I am so serious.
Carrie is tapping her fingers right now. So anytime you're ready, you know.
Yeah, Carrie, talk.
Hello?
Carrie, talk.
Hello?
Carrie, talk. Karen, you have 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You missed.
What time does the show start?
Okay. Karen, you're not cute. Kathy, when you explain to Carrie what she did wrong, because obviously she has not got the memo.
Well, hey, what time did the show start tonight? Am I late?
Okay, Carrie.
Yes,
Candace, please tell.
It's not 10:30 in the West, is it?
Carrie?
Wait, Carrie. Hey, Carrie.
Hold on. Time out. It's only, 8:30 in the West? I'm early.
I guess I can understand it, golly. She's right.
You missed my big announcement. You missed my whole big announcement I made earlier.
I heard.
Carrie, you missed.
You lost SoapNet, right?
Well, besides that, it was something bigger than that. Well, I mean, yeah, actually, I can't believe I just said that, but yeah, it was bigger than that.
See, Carrie was listening.
Carrie, you missed my whole, you know, I made an announcement about my engagement.
I said we restart the show.
Okay, here's what you missed. I'm not pregnant, so, you know, we can all, you know, breathe a sigh of relief. I'm not reproducing.
Oh, thank goodness, Candace. We're glad. Thank goodness. We can go, hopefully,
heaven forbid you miss daytime after dark if your kid had a fucking eat.
Okay. I can't even do it. Okay. You missed the soap neck rant.
I heard that when I was there. I was in the chat room.
Okay. And then I made an announcement about my guy in light event that I'm doing.
Oh.
Yep.
And you missed the fact that I'm never wanting to go to fires with ever.
No, I heard that.
Did you hear
I had to take my Friday night bath.
Carrie?
I am so clean on a Friday night that I have to keep refreshing myself with this fucking thing.
You know what?
All
I gotta say is I'm in a fucking love when basketball season is over. This is not good for college.
Well, put it this way. You better hope it's not in the next couple of days. Oh, and by the way, and guess what? Don't forget something. The basketball season's over. The Red Sox finally got their heads out of their asses.
Okay, well, that is a good thing. Okay, you know what? We have 2 more minutes on air. Remember, it's my birthday, so next week. So any one of you are late for that, especially, you know, who you are there, Miss Boston Celtics, if you're late next week, you know what? I will just let Jason hire the goons that he got to be at Dawn headed for you. That's all.
I'll put an extra candle on your birthday cake and you'll forget all about it.
Okay, that's... Okay, Carrie, you are weird. Okay, you know what? Later on, and not putting you on the Swiss board tonight. Okay, that's it. Well, I have no control over that. But I could just tell you, well, she doesn't really listen to me. Well, yes, she listens to me.
That's okay, because I'll just go watch the post game.
Carrie, you've been missing.
Hey, by the way, you should feel lucky, because I could be watching the post game right now. I figured I'd make an appearance.
Carrie, you're early.
I'm early for next week.
Okay, we will be talking about this later. As I said, you guys, okay, what?
Nancy, Nancy Lee Granger said, just found out on Twitter that I'm a TV grandma.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Shut up, man.
Oh, and remember, next week is my birthday thing, but I think Allie's having a show tomorrow night. They're on Radio Stars now, and
I can get to Allie's show on time tomorrow.
There's no game.
So I said,
Carrie?
I can be on time to Allie's show.
There's no game until Sunday, right? Is it Sunday?
Sunday, yep.
Carrie, remember this. Some people in this life get really good things in life if they are very well behaved. Thank you.
Oh, so that's my problem. Oh, okay.
Yes, okay, that's your problem.
So,
that is your problem.
Some birds get better.
Okay.
One life to live or something. I thought you were going to tie it into a soap opera.
Yeah, one life to live. No.
I have one life to live, and I'm my own guiding light, and I'm searching for tomorrow, and I'm loving it.
In a while.
Kathy, you cannot laugh with her. She was late, Kathy.
I know
you're pregnant. Oh no, I'm not pregnant, am I?
Oh my God!
But I can't. She lives in Massachusetts, and she watched. She was watching the Celtics.
I know.
We
have to stick together.
Remember, if it's Kobe versus Carrie, you're supposed to go on my side. Remember, Kathy? Kathy, we will be talking about this later too.
I guess it's hard for me. I'm split. Split me down the middle.
No. You cannot be split.
Sounds like a real problem.
I could be practically your daughter.
Wait a minute. So I can be her daughter too, so step back.
Oh, God, help us all.
Well, she would rather have me as a daughter because I would take care of her when she got...
Well, if she splits, you can have Kathy and I'll take...
Carrie,
you can have Kathy and I'll take...
I have to
Karen.
Go with Callie. She's going to take care of me when I get really old. I have to move to Seattle,
but
she's going to take care of me.
Yes, Kathy says she's split. Callie can have Kathy and I'll have Karen.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, you know what? Okay. All right, you guys. Well, I don't want you to wait for the zone, so because I don't want the zone mad at you guys because then she might get mad at me. And then, you know, the zone and I might, you know, go have a showdown on who. So it might be interesting.
Again, I don't have an excuse because I just used it on you. I was got to go.
Hey, guys. Carrie,
she hung up
with you, Callie.
Oh, you
asked? Yes, she did. Oh, my God. Okay. You guys head over. I will be there in a sec, too.
Me, too.
Okay, bye.
Okay, night, Carrie. Bye.
Bye.